You're listening to Preview from WABE. There's a lot going on around Metro Atlanta this weekend, including a chance to learn about local history or just spend some time in nature. To find out more, host Amy Kiley recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine. Betsy began by talking about an event at Gibbs Gardens.
It was founded by Jim Gibbs, and his greatest passion was daffodils. He's been working on it for 30 years.
Whoa.
They're 300 acres in Ball Ground, Georgia. It's just due north of Atlanta. And he planted 50 woodland acres of daffodils. Started with several million bulbs, and, you know, they divide over time. So now there's something like 20 million daffodils, and different varieties bloom like every 2 weeks. So this festival starts at the beginning of March and will run through the middle of April. You can go more than once and see different varieties. Jim started this because his mother, Margaret, was in love with daffodils. And every spring, she would quote the Wordsworth poem, "When all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils." So I'm a sucker for a literary, you know, allusion there. And admission is $20.
And for people who want to spend some time indoors in historic buildings, tell us about Phoenix Flies.
Well, this is another annual event staged by the Atlanta Preservation Center, and all of these events are free. They visit unique architectural landmarks, and it's a great time to visit familiar places like the Fox Theater and Callenwald, but also to see places you might not normally be able to get into. So this year, I think one of the coolest things are the places they're visiting on Auburn Avenue.
Mm.
They're going to the Atlanta Daily World Building, which has been in the news a lot. You know, it was sort of decaying and just recently rescued and being redeveloped. You can go to the Apex Museum, which charts African American history. And one thing that's really fascinating is they're going to be going to the Prince Hall Mason Building.
And that one's a good one for public radio listeners to geek out about. What's the story there?
Well, that was the original home of WERD Radio, which was the first African-American radio station. The series starts Saturday and runs through March 22nd.
Canadian master fiddlers are coming to town, and they're married, right?
Yes, Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy will be at Georgia Tech's First Center Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets start at $34, and there's a special children's price of $22, which is appropriate because they travel with their kids.
Oh, wow.
And they have six kids. The kids will come out occasionally and dance or play the fiddle also. And the oldest is 9, and the youngest is, I think, 10 months. So the 10-month-old doesn't quite make it on stage, but the other 5 kids do. Their music is Celtic. Mm. And they will do step dance and songs, reels and jigs. It's a mix of traditional tunes and original pieces.
What's the party I hear about at Cobb Galleria?
Atlanta Magazine has presented its annual Best of Atlanta cover story for decades, and every year we have a big party to celebrate the winners. It's tonight. And tickets are $65 because it's a fundraiser for the Giving Kitchen.
What are the best of categories?
Lots of food and drink. And
oh,
we will also
nice.
have the 70s cover band Yacht Rock Schooner performing.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine speaking with host Amy Kiley about this weekend's events. For more information on anything that they spoke about today, you can visit wabe.org/preview.